Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to be able to do the Constitution, U.S. citizenship test. And, you know, with that, of course, what we do is when we're doing the citizenship test, we have a little fun we like to play with it where, if you get the answer right, we're not going to ask five questions today. If you get the answer right, of course, you're going to hear a wonderful, wonderful sound, which sounds like all of our listeners, what? Bang. Oh, there you go. Exactly. Exactly. And of course, we're going to give you time to think. When you get a time to think, there's some familiar music you might hear that helps you kind of just think. You know, several times we had to restart that again and again and again, trying to figure out, like, that's a blank look at it. Of course, if in fact you get the question not actually right, or better yet, well, if you miss the right answer, like Congress would say,
misspoke
the way Congress would say, or if you're wrong, this is what you get. Well, in today's question is, John, talk a little bit about, you know, your experience so far, you know, all the things that you've learned as we were progressing, because isn't this amazing? I mean, it's like, oh my goodness, the things that we took for granted that you kind of knew inside, but it didn't realize not only was it important, it's the supreme way that we're designed. It's constitution, where constitution means that's how we're made up. That's how we're made up. It's our makeup. Mm-hmm. When somebody tries to, you know, how you're connected, how things work. And when we talk about doing away with the Constitution, we're talking about doing away with the very thing of how we're formed and how we're made.
Right. Well, I mean, this has been a wonderful time to be going through this test that you're just saying. I mean, think about it. So many people are wanting to come to this great nation of ours. They're wanting to come to a land of freedom. They're wanting to come and leave whatever was their home country to come to a land of great opportunity where they can establish, you know, a place where their family can grow and enjoy the freedoms that this country affords us because of the Constitution. But they have to take this test, and I'm amazed at the stuff that we knew and the stuff that we didn't know, me in particular. And I just learned so much, and I'm enjoying this. I'm glad that we have this on the torch, so you can feel free to always go back and refresh and learn yourself. You can catch the torch by going to VFNTV.com and selecting the torch. But the test is wonderful. I know that I was challenged to find out some of these answers to some of these great questions. But, you know, we talked about how many senators are in a state, you know, how many people actually make up Congress, what are the three branches of our government. I mean, that's at such a foundation. When you talk, you have an executive branch, you have a judicial branch, and then you have Congress.
The House of Representatives.
House of Representatives, who make the laws, and how important. Well, that was very good. You're listening.
But, I was paying attention.
You're paying attention. Very good. So it's been great. And to think that, my goodness, how can we have such high expectations for others that are coming into this country, if we as Americans, who just happen to be born in this country, we didn't do anything special for it, don't even know that the reason this country was formed, you know, how important the Declaration of Independence, you know, what are some of the rights that were spoken of in the Declaration of Independence, why that we have freedom of religion. And I just encourage you, continue to listen, continue to share with your friends. Because as we get ourselves educated, we're going to appreciate this precious document. I find that oftentimes things that are not appreciated, it's oftentimes because they've been overlooked. They don't understand the value. It's like, you know, you have a child who's holding one of their mother's figurines or a vase. Boy, put that down. You know how much that costs. He has no concept. Well, that's just a small little example. But if we don't know how precious our Constitution is, we won't. Stand for it, and we'll let it be taken away.
That's totally good. So here we go. We are about ready to start today's U.S. citizenship test. Boy, that USS ship thing always is coming out. That's my Navy days, I guess. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the U.S. citizenship test. We're so Welcome. Okay.
Calm down.
Here we are. We're on question 51. We're only going to do 5 questions today. And of course, we want you guys to be as humiliated as possible so we can enjoy this lesson learning that we're having in civics, you know, in our nation and how things are done. So here's the question. I want you to listen to the question, and then I want you to take time to think about it. And when you're thinking about it, of course, you're going to have the thinking music. And when you're ready to give your final answer, you let us know. And then the music will stop, and then we will listen to your final answer. If you get it right, if you get it wrong. So let's go. John, the very first question for today is, from the U.S. citizenship test, will you have to self-deport? What? Okay. What are, what, you're not Googling, are you, anything? You keep your hand, I want to see your hand, put your hands on the steering wheel, sir. Put your hands on the wheel, there we go.
Put your hands on your
head. On the steering wheel, yeah. What are two rights? What are two rights of everyone living in the United States? What are two rights of everyone living in the United States? Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Here we are. Of course, there's more than two, but all you do is just name two of them. What are two rights of everyone? Think about it. That's everyone. That's you. If you're listening right now, these are your rights. What are two rights of everyone living in the United States? John?
Liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh my goodness.
You have the rights of liberty? No. Can I try again?
Oh my goodness.
I think you
What's
did, bro.
Happened here? What happened here?
Okay, freedom of speech.
Well, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Well, how many shots you get?
Yeah, right. So, Pat, there's several rights that every citizen has. Mm-hmm. What are two of those rights? This is, you get the right to steal.
Oh, steal.
Stealing, right?
That's not a right.
It's not a constitutional right? Right.
I don't think that's
you can borrow. This is borrow. What are two of the rights? Two rights of the several rights that we have as every U.S. citizen has.
Okay. Well, we have the right to vote. I don't get an applause for that one. And
are you sure?
I'm positive.
Come on!
We have a right to vote.
But what if you're a felon?
Well...
Here's it. Okay.
Was there a clause in that question?
We're all learning. Okay, here it is. That's it. What are two rights of, there's several of them.
Yeah.
What are two rights? When you think about the amendments, that's where our rights, remember the Bill of Rights?
Mm-hmm.
So you can always find out what our rights are in the Bill of Rights.
Well, we have the right to bear arms.
Whoa.
Yes.
It's my turn. Okay. What are two rights?
I got some questions.
Everyone living in the United States. Here they are. This is it. The freedom of expression. Like, you were free to be wrong with that answer. I'm just telling you. He almost spit his Gatorade all over me. He's like, wrong. You gotta play the Fonzie moment. And then that's one. Another one is the freedom of speech. The very fact that we can be on VFN TV and VFN radio and just saying what's we feel is right. There's a freedom of speech. So a freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly that we take it for granted, but that we can come together in a mall, or we can come together in a building somewhere and gather up with more than one person. Mm-hmm. And we have a right to do that. Nobody, we don't have to get a permit or anything like that to be able to come together, because every U.S. citizen has the right to assemble, which is important when you're talking about worship, and all that. which is another one. Another right that we have is the right, is a freedom to worship. And another is a freedom to petition the government. That's huge, because it used to be where the whatever the king said, that's how it went, right? Right now we have somebody trying to talk about taking away some of our rights, which is another right, is the right to bear arms, right? And so the Bill of Rights helps us on these things to remember what they are. But the right to bear arms, and so we have the right to petition the government and say to the government, because we have a right to express ourselves, we have a right to petition the government and say, you can't take away our Second Amendment rights. You have not violated anything. That's your right as American, as an American citizen. You can write your congressman, you can write your senator, you can write your president and say, listen, this is wrong. You can't do this. And I won't vote for you next time if that's what you do. So I just want to encourage you. That's two. That's we're after two of them. It's all of them. We have the right to freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition the government, freedom of worship, you know, as a church, so we can come together. That's actually written in the Constitution, that you have the right as American citizen to worship God freely without any laws being made towards. That's huge. Mm-hmm. That's why they're messing with that. And then finally, the right to bear arms. Okay, here we go. John, question number two.
Come on.
I love that. Chris is like, it's Pat, it's Pat. I was waiting for the reaction. Waiting for the moment.
Tilt.
Pat.
Yes.
For your citizenship to still maintain it to be a Kentamite, what do you, ready? Mm-hmm. What do we show loyalty to? What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance? What do we show loyalty to? It's a loyalty. What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance? Here we are. What do we show loyalty to? This is the U.S. citizenship test. This is what everybody who comes to our country, this is, I want to be a citizen of the United States of America. They have to pass this number 52 question on the citizenship test, which a lot of Americans have totally would fail this one, is what do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
One is the flag of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And to the Republic. It stands.
That's right. So we're actually, when we're saying we hold our hand over our heart and say, I pledge allegiance, we're saying I pledge allegiance to the United States. Allegiance is saying, I'm with America. I stand under the Constitution. I'm with the other citizens. And that's why you see people saying, listen, we don't want to have the Pledge of Allegiance in the schools, because they're trying to break down the allegiance that we had and have as a citizen of the United States of America to the supreme law of the land, which gives us the right as Christians, listen, the right to worship freely. Why would we want to give that up? So many people are fighting for that, and we have it already. Now all we have to do is stand up for it. So when they actually say a pledge of allegiance to the flag, when they say a pledge of allegiance to the flag, what you're saying is that you are for the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution. That is so, so very, very important for us to go back and realize we're not just saying some little poem or something that just sounds good. We're really pledging allegiance, because when you become an American citizen, when you become the president, a congressman, a senator, a general, a military man, and a citizen, you have to swear an oath of allegiance to this country and say that you break all loyalties and allegiance to any other nation and any other government, prince, potentate, or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's so many allegiances in America, but lately I haven't found any allegiance to the United States of America and to the flag in which it stands, to the republic, which we're a representative government. A lot of people say, I have an allegiance to their religion, you know, they have allegiance to their country they came out of, but they don't have an allegiance to the United States of America and the Constitution, and understanding that with that gives us as Christians the right to be able to worship God freely without government making any laws concerning that, which is huge. Mm-hmm. Huge, the Bill of Rights. Okay, John, here it goes.
Wait a minute. I didn't get my applause.
Oh, my sorry. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
That's something. I didn't even realize that.
Wow.
They must have known you got it right or not. I don't know what that is.
Just making sure everybody knew.
I wonder if you got it wrong. What do you say? Y'all forgot to boo me. Y'all forgot to boo me.
This is the first in the U.S. citizenship game. I think we have to note that. Wow.
I know it. But rest assured, I doubt very seriously you'll say you forgot to boo me.
That won't happen.
So if you would like to post your boos on our Facebook or send them in, be sure to do that. Of course, you can find it at vfntv.com. Okay, question number next, which is 53 on the citizenship test. John, here it is. What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen? What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen? Of course, there are several of them, but what is one? When you actually become a citizen of the United States. All right, here it is. Of course, there are several of them. We want to know what is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen, John?
I'm going to say it is to defend, honor, live by the Constitution.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo! That is very good. Very good. Okay. All right, but they didn't forget to applaud you at all, did they?
No, they did not.
You think about it, that's just one out of several of them. The thing is, the question was, what is one promise you make? They have to make a promise, several promises, when you become a citizen. And when we pledge allegiance to these promises. When a senator gets in office, they make a promise to these allegiance, and here they are. Of course, I gave it away. I was talking about it was the next question that came up, is that we give up loyalties to other countries. I promise to give up loyalties, even though I'm Mexican from Mexico. When I become an American citizen, I'm an American Mexican. I'm American first. And my loyalty is to the United States. Even though I am Iranian, for example, when I come to America and I take the citizenship test and I become an American citizen, I give up all my allegiance to Ahmadinejad and their government and anything over there. Including that form of Islam that says that they actually believe that it should take over the Constitution. You got to say that doesn't work here because the Constitution is the supreme law. Religion is not the supreme law in America, but the Constitution is the supreme law in America. Mm-hmm. And so you have to renounce that and break those loyalties right there. And how many people do you see today that are not breaking their loyalties to anything? It's like, dude, don't you understand? You're violating the very, very Constitution, the thing that we're made of. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work. And the second one is defending the Constitution and laws of the United States of America. And that's what John was talking about, but just defending the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we have to know something before we can defend it. We have to know something. And so mm-hmm. we need to defend it to be able to know. We have to know it to be able to defend it. A third one is to obey the laws of the United States, because the laws of the land, first of all, the Constitution is the supreme law, but also the laws in your state, and all you're saying, listen, I will obey the laws in the United States. Next is to serve in the military if needed. So when you become a citizen, not the ones that are born in America, but the ones who come to America, and I think it should really be everybody, but right now, the way it's written in the Constitution is you have to agree to serve in the U.S. military if needed to. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And the next one is to serve the nation if needed. Anything that they need, you got to agree. I will stand up and I'll serve the nation. Mm-hmm. And last is to be loyal to the United States. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
To be loyal to the United States. What a concept.
Wow.
That's what you say in your family. It's only going to work if people stick together in the context of family. So here's the next question. We've got to move along. The next question is, how old do citizens have to be to vote for the President of the United States? Here's a question then. How old, from the U.S. citizenship test, how old do people have to be, citizens have to be able to vote for the president of the United States?
You have to be 18.
Or older.
Or older. At least, at least 18.
Oh, we would be in trouble if it was only 18-year-olds voting, wouldn't we? A little stickler right there. Yeah, you can imagine. Only 18-year-olds can vote. It's over.
Oh,
it's over as we know it. Let's move right along. We're coming on the citizenship test here, right here. John Paul, here's the last question for the U.S. citizenship test to keep you from self-deporting. What are two ways that Americans can participate in democracy? What are two ways that Americans can participate, there's many, in democracy? Here's the question. The question is, from the U.S. citizenship test, what are two ways that Americans can participate, there's many, in their democracy?
I'm going to say vote.
Mm-hmm.
And join the military.
Well, it's kind of half. Got a half. Of course. Of course, you can vote. That's one. I'm list a couple off. You know, you can join a political party. You can help with a campaign. This is huge because you actually lose your head.
Mm-hmm.
And when a king, sometimes in America, you lose your head when you just, but you know, it's unconstitutional, by the way. You should be able to support anybody you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Join a civic group. Join a community group. Give an elected official your opinion on an issue. Call senators or representatives. Call them up and say, hey, you know, you're representing me. I was thinking about this. Publicly support or oppose an issue or a policy, or run for office. That's why you can participate. Or write to a newspaper.
Wow.
Well, this concludes the U.S. citizenship test for today. I believe you guys are like half deported and half Americans. Well, you know, I'm going to be talking about the U.S. citizenship test. We're going to be doing that in just a moment. Oh, we can do it. Oh, we can do it now. Very good. Well, I'm really pumped about this. I'm so glad that we had the opportunity to do that. Now we're going to go with the five questions for the day. And it's actually question 56 on the U.S. citizenship test. And as we know, we always go over the rules that if you, while you're thinking, you get time to think. And this test is going to be for you, John. It's going to be you for Pat. You know, I would take it, but somebody's got to give it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that music. That music will go on. And that music gives you plenty of time to think. And when you're ready to give your answer, it has to be your final answer. You can't change it because I noticed that you guys have been evolving. Your evolution is you've been evolving in your answer. No, yes, yes, no, maybe. Well, I was going to say that, you know.
Do you hear this?
I know. It's sort of like, though, John, you're stuck in like the Declaration of Independence because a lot of answers you give coming from the Declaration. We got a Constitution now, man.
It's a great document, man.
It's a great document. And of course, if you get it wrong, we're going to know about it because. And if I remember or whoever remembers, then we will celebrate it by. As we're reminded by Pat, he was not celebrated.
Hey, there's so few and far between. I got to get him
like
in advance.
Yeah, right. Yay! Here's the first question.
Hey.
Here's the first question. The first question goes to who wants the first one? Pat. Oh, he volunteered for the first one. Here is the question. The question from the U.S. citizenship test to be able to become a citizen of the United States of America that everybody's supposed to be taking. And we're finding out that we need to study it ourselves, is when is the last day, when is the last day that you can send in federal income tax? When is the last day you can send in federal income tax forms? Okay, here it is. Question number one for today, the U.S. citizenship test, is when is the last day you can send in. Interesting. This is a citizenship test.
Right.
I just want to let you know when you got to send in your taxes, you know, send in your taxes. When is the last day that you can send in federal income tax forms?
Would that be April 15th?
Hey! Woo! If you lived in America long enough, you should know that. We might not know where these laws come from, what's going on. We know when tax day. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, we sure know that day.
They just write you, hey, by the way, you know, you owe us, you know, the money. Okay, John. John, here's the second question for today on the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service test, by the way, is when must all men register for Selective Service? When must all men register for the Selected Service? Okay, here it is. Here is the question. The question is from the U.S. citizenship test is when must all men,
just men?
I don't know. I don't know. What happened with the what's up with that? You know,
interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Men. Not mankind.
No.
I don't know. We gotta explore that. We gotta find that out.
Yeah, we gotta find that out.
All right.
Ain't that something?
When was this question written?
Secondary. Anyway. When must all men register for the Selected Service?
When that man turns the age of 18.
That's the right answer, but also it's between the ages of 18 and 26 as well. It has to be totally done by then. Oh, but wow. It is at the age of 18 is a good answer for that.
If you don't, it limits that prospective student if they're going to go to college from getting any kind of aid. So that's an important thing.
I love it.
School.
You must register for the selective service. By the way, that's a draft. That's so that they know to draft you. So if anytime they think we got to go to war, you've registered, and they'll call your name out and just thank you. I just want to thank you right now for registering for the draft.
Yeah.
That's to ever happen. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. Pat, next question is, from the U.S. citizenship test, what is one reason colonialists came to America? What is one reason colonialists came to America? Wow, that was great. Man, you're got flying today.
Wow.
Okay. The question for Pat is, what is one reason the colonialists came to America?
Freedom to worship God. The one they wanted to.
Say again? What was that?
Freedom to worship God.
Yeah. That is good. Very good. Very good. Here are some of the freedoms. Obviously, for freedom, for political liberty, for religious freedom, what you're talking about, economic opportunity, practice our religion, which you're interfering with right now with a lot of different things, and escape persecution. Isn't that something?
Wow.
This is the citizenship test. I think Congress needs to take this test. I think the president, who is, by the way, a constitutional lawyer.
Teacher.
You know, he was, a professor.
College professor.
He taught constitutional law. So that's why he's using it so well in the direction that he's going in. Okay, here's the question. John, question number next. Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived? Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived? All right, here's the question. The question is, who lived in America before the Europeans arrived?
That would be the Native American.
Yay! Are also known as the American Indians. That is so good. Go figure. That really surprised a lot of people. That's exactly who lived here. Now, this is the last question. This is the last question. It's going to go to Pat. From the U.S. citizenship test is, what group of people, Pat, what group of people was taken to America and sold as slaves? Okay, here's the question. Question number 60 on the test, but this is our final question for today. Mm. Pat, from the U.S. citizenship test, what group of people was taken to America and sold as slaves?
That would be the Africans.
Yes! Sad to say, that was the people from Africa that our forefathers, you know, some, not all, enslaved. And thank God for all those that fought for freedom and the Emancipation Proclamation and getting things right without even leaving our Constitution. We just had to live up to our Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there it is. We have finished the U.S. citizenship test for today. Y'all did a wonderful, wonderful job. We've been taking the citizenship test, the citizenship test for a U.S. citizen. If you want to be a U.S. citizen, you have to be able to take this test. And it's 100 questions on the test. And if you pass it, it's you can become a citizen. But we're finding out as we're taking this little by little, about 5 questions at a time, that we don't know all of this. And we don't know this. And it's like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe that Matt didn't know that. You know,
I know. He's very close to getting deported.
That's right, because you're going to self-deport. You know, that he will be living in Pakistan. I mean, he don't even pronounce Pakistan like we do. It's Pakistan. It's Paxton Stans. And what we're finding out that we got to educate ourselves on this, because this is what's the original intent of our nation. And when you come in and become a citizen, or just like they just said, I believe at the inauguration, that everybody swears to uphold and protect the United States Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we need to know that we're finding out about the Constitution. And that's the biggest thing, because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. When somebody talks about doing away with the Constitution, they're talking about doing away with the supreme law of the land, making totally new laws, and we won't be made up the same way anymore. And so this is how it works. We're going to go to the next 5 questions. We're moving right along. We've passed the middle mark, and we're at question 61, which is the first question for today. But I want to be able to let you guys know the rules. Don't forget that we're going to give you time to think. You can take all the time you want to be able to think until we just say, come on, you got to come up with something. And when you're thinking, you'll be hearing... And that's your time to ponder, not Google. You need to figure out, you know, what the answer is. And once you have your final answer, you say you get your final answer. That's gonna be it. None of this jump. What about A, B, C? You know, like no. And then, of course, if you get it right, everybody always celebrates you. And if you get it wrong, okay. The first question today from the citizenship test of the United States of America to become a citizen and for you guys not to have to be deported from the United States of America and go to Pakistan, is why did the colonials fight the British? Why did the colonialists fight the British?
Whose question is it?
Okay. First question is going to go to John. First question is going to go to John. And the first question is, John, why did the colonialists fight the British? Why did the colonialists fight the British? All right, here's a question. The question on the citizenship test today for John is, why did the colonialists fight the British?
They were fighting for independence.
Well, yes, but they have, you know, 27 reasons why that we know about, that they don't talk about. Mm-hmm. They just mentioned 3 on the citizenship test. They mentioned because of high taxes. Go figure, right? Taxation without representation is the only thing that most talk about. Mm-hmm. And because British Army stayed in their houses. That's huge. Because they would go in and just make themselves at home. Mm. They would take your food. they would slide over, and you had to let them stay there. Mm. They just pushed their way in. That's why it says in the Constitution that it can't be done anymore. But listen, if you do away with the Constitution, guess who's going to be sitting in your living room? You know, guess who's going to be sitting in your living room?
Can you put that grenade over there?
Yeah, right. You're talking about weapons bans. It's like, oh my goodness. And the next one they list is because they didn't have self-government. Well, you know, there's 27 reasons that were listed, but if you want to pass the test, you need to have those particular three. And, but the big thing was there was no representative government, that the king was put himself over the church. They're trying to tell, you know, what to do. And the First and the Second Amendments, that you can imagine if you don't have the right to bear arms, but soldiers can kick in your door with arms, you know, that's not good at all. And so here we are on the next question. The next question is going to go to John. Like, it's going to go to Pat. Here's the question. Question number dos. Question dos. Que dos, right?
Okay, dos. Dos.
Is Pat. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? This is for your citizenship. The whole 3 or 4 days we dedicated this on VFN radio when we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? Can we give you his initials?
Come on.
All right, this is a shot.
Okay, here you go. Here.
Was it? You gonna give me initials?
Yeah, it has an alphabet. It's in the alphabet.
Okay, great. Jefferson.
Hey, Thomas Jefferson. As a matter of fact, John, you were actually there where he wrote it. Right? Yeah. Didn't you go to Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania?
Yeah, they still preserve the home, little place. It's pretty cool. They said it. Anyway, it's amazing. You got to go down there if you ever get a chance. But it's right downtown area. You see all these downtown buildings, and you have this little house that's preserved. Half of a house, actually, that's preserved. Pretty cool.
So here is the next question on the U.S. citizenship test. And listen, if you're listening right now and you're worried about being deported, because you've been born here, you've been living here for like 4 generations, and you realize you don't know anything about your country. Hey, listen, we got all these segments on VFN Radio. You can listen to them, and we have a lot of good time with it. We're just having fun with it. But the truth is, we're learning as we go. We want this inside of us. We need to rediscover the original intent of our nation. John, here's a question. The next question on the U.S. citizenship test is, when was the Declaration of Independence adopted? When was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Here's a question. The question is for John on the U.S. citizenship test, so that you do not have to go to Pakistan. Pakistan is when was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
A long, long time.
That was good. Yeah.
1776. I don't know. No.
What day?
That wasn't my voice now.
Oh, right. 4th of July?
Yes! It's so important because so many people say 4th of July is about picnics and water sports or fireworks. And the fireworks represent the battle that took place. And they're exploding over the flag. That's why you have Star Spangled Banner playing and you got fireworks going in the air. And sometimes the flags out there, it's like those are the combination of we're celebrating our independence, the day that we said, listen, it's over, Great Britain. You know, it's just not going to happen anymore. And that's when you have the Declaration of Independence, which has 27 reasons why. It's not just taxation without representation. I remember when the progressive movement really started trying to promote that in the 60s, when they started having all these different little sayings about that and pushing it was taxation without representation. And they were trying to shift it to economic issues instead of spiritual issues. And it started really under Woodrow Wilson in the early part, obviously. Everything started under Woodrow, including the United Nations, mind you. Okay, Pat. Pat, here is the next question for today. This is our second to last question on the U.S. citizenship test. Is there were 13 states. There were 13 original states in America. Name three. All right, Pat, this is the U.S. citizenship test. Name, there were 13 original states to America. Think about it, there's 50 today, possibly about to be 51, I would guess, in this term. And original states, so name three of them. Name three
only
of them.
Only three?
Yeah, it's just three.
Only.
All right, how about eight. Pennsylvania? One. Virginia? Georgia.
Yeah. That was very good. Very good. That's kind of like, I don't know why you just named the southern states. Is there something we need to talk about?
Pennsylvania's not in the south. Southern.
Yeah, well, you're thinking about New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Delaware. I mean, those are like the north.
He said Pennsylvania.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of like almost.
I worked my way down.
You work your way down. Well, these are the 13 original states, so you know them. It's New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Think about that. North and South Carolina has been around that long.
Wow.
Was Georgia one of them?
Well, I can finish yet.
Oh, I thought you were done.
And Georgia. Okay. Well, Georgia was significant because remember that that when George Washington was trying to get Congress to pay for the soldiers' pay that fought for our freedom, that he had to go down to Georgia, which is named after King George, by the way. Go figure, right? Where'd you get that name from? It's the king. And to get with that particular leader there to be able to come, I believe it was a governor, but it could have been one of the senators, probably a senator, I assume it's D.C., or not D.C., but it was... the Congress, and he had to go, he rode horseback all the way down there to Georgia. Because he and this guy never showed up because Georgia was so big, they pretty much determined which way the 13 states went.
Oh, wow.
And so their population-wise. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to get the buy-in, he rode horseback all the way down there to talk to him and encourage him to show up because he wouldn't even show up. And when he did, it just kept our country alive.
Wow.
Amazing. Totally amazing when you start thinking about this. Okay, here's the last question for today. It's going to go to John. John, here's the question for the U.S. U.S. That's just so tough for me. Like statistics.
I was wondering what was going on. Throat lozenge.
Well, it's because it's just tough. I mean, I think about, you know, the USS whatever ship. It just kind of comes out of me, but not, I guess, the United States. That's what United States citizenship. That helps out. John, the last question for today. So you don't have to go to Pakistan, is what happened to the Constitutional Convention? What happened at, sorry, what happened at the Constitutional Convention?
Yeah.
All right, here we are. John, for the last question for the United States citizenship test for today is what happened at the Constitutional Convention?
My guesstimation would be that the Constitution was ratified at the Constitutional Convention.
Actually, that's when Thomas Jefferson wrote it. That's when they actually wrote the Constitution. The answer to the question is the Constitution was written. The Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution. Is that cool?
Wow.
When you hear then about Constitutional Convention, that there's a convention, people, you have a convention today, people come together. Well, they all came together to be able to write the Constitution, which Thomas Jefferson wrote without a computer, wrote. Totally, totally amazing. Y'all did wonderful. Totally, totally wonderful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.